High school basketball is on the air. Stay tuned to WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, for tonight's game. High school basketball is presented this season by Maple View Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. High school hoops are also a service of Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Lesser's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. Local high school basketball is also brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Western Brook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Now let's go courtside with Greg Chandler for tonight's high school basketball matchup on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Greetings, everyone, from Zeeland East High School. Welcome to High School Basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. And we're going to double your pleasure tonight. We have a doubleheader of high school hoops action for you as we are going to bring you both games of the Zeeland East Holiday doubleheader. The first ball game, which will tip off in about... 10 minutes or so, we'll pit a couple of old OK Red Conference rivals as the West Ottawa Panthers take on the Jenison Wildcats. And then the second game, we'll have the host team, the Zeeland East Chicks, taking on the Trojans of Plainwell High School from down in southeastern Allegan County. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling both games for you tonight. And West Ottawa coming into the tournament with a record of 1-1. Jenison, on the other hand, has a 3-1 record heading into this tournament. The Panthers have been off for a while. They opened their season with a 42-29 loss to Holland High back on December 10th, and then a week later went down to Hamilton, a game that we brought you on WHTC and WHTC.com, when the Panthers came from behind to beat the Hawkeyes at Hamilton by a score of 50-45. And Jenison, on the other hand, has a record of 3-1 so far in this young season. They open with a 55-47 victory over the Byron Center Bulldogs. They then defeated Wyoming. Now it's just a combined high school. For many years, you had the two high schools in Wyoming, Park and Rogers, but they're now one high school. They beat Wyoming 47-37. They edged Grand Rapids Ottawa Hills 57-55. But then on the 27th, this was the, I believe, the I-96 tournament where they had teams from Detroit matched up against teams from the Grand Rapids area. Jenison lost to Detroit Consortium by a score of 66-38. But Jenison's an interesting team this year. For a number of reasons, they have some very talented players. The guy that we're going to probably see most of all tonight is a guy named Luke DeCavers. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. He's a senior, and he is attracting a lot of attention from Division I programs, not the Big Ten level, but definitely at the Mid-American Conference level. He has had interest from both Western Michigan and Central Michigan, and he's a guy that that the Panthers are going to have to stop tonight if they are to come away with the victory. The other notable thing about Jenison is they have a new head coach this year, and if you know anything about high school and college basketball in West Michigan, you have heard of this name, David Cool. Yes, the 2006 Mr. Basketball in the state of Michigan, when he was playing at Grand Rapids South Christian High School, went on to a terrific career at Western Michigan University, where he scored over 2,200 career points, graduated as the Broncos' all-time career scoring leader. And the last 2 years, David Cool's been an assistant to Steve Hawkins down at Western. And this year an opportunity came up, and David Cool's said that he wanted an opportunity to coach high school basketball, and the opportunity came open at Jenison after the resignation of Brett Dyke, who was the coach of the Wildcats for quite a few years. And David Cool was offered the position. He took it, and so far he's done very, very well with this 3-1 start to the 2013-2014 season. West Ottawa, on the other hand, of course, has the veteran coach Steve Windemuller, who is in his first year at West Ottawa. but obviously not a stranger to high school hoops in the area, as he was the coach at Holland High for the past decade or so. So it should be an interesting contest tonight. The Panthers have had trouble scoring. They are only averaging about 40 points a ball game. They have no one player on their roster averaging more than 8 points a contest, and the Panthers actually coming out onto the court right now as we get set for this ball game. The Wildcats have made their way back to the locker room for some last-minute instructions from their coach, David Kuhl. But the Panthers tonight looking to try to corral Luke DeCavers, and he's going to present some matchup problems, I think, for West Ottawa. The Panthers do have a couple of fairly good-sized boys. Darius Moraine is out along the front line. You have Houston Bedford, who had a very good ball game against Hamilton with 14 points back on December 17th. And they can come in off the bench with Brayden Carnell as well, who goes about 6'4", and he's a junior, tall, rangy kid, but has provided some hustle off Coach Wintermuller's bench. So it should be a fairly interesting contest tonight. The second game upcoming here has Zealand East playing against Plainwell, and the Chicks, who have been very strong the last several years, have struggled in the early part of the season. They are still looking for their first victory of the season. Plainwell has a victory over Allingham, but has dropped its last two ball games. And they've got a very good junior post player in E.J. Finch that we'll be getting a very good look at tonight in this contest. But that's the second game. That's going to be coming up somewhere in the neighborhood around 7:45 or maybe 8 o'clock or so. But first, we got the 6 o'clock ball game pitting the Panthers against the Jenison Wildcats. This is the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show, and we're going to send it back to the studio, Diane Costin, for a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with more from Zealand East. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC. See Holland's hometown station and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand East High School as we continue on with the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. The Zealand East Holiday Tournament has West Ottawa taking on Jenison in that first ball game tonight, and we're just a few minutes away from tip of that contest, and the officials making their way right in front of the scorer's table, and the Panthers have been banged up a little bit. They've been playing without three players that were expected to be part of the roster. P.J. Cremel, the point guard that really played well at times last year for the Panthers, has not played so far in the early part of the season. Also, Stanley Brown and Ben Smith have been out of the lineup, and they are out again this evening. So Steve Windemuller, with a fairly short bench, he has, I think, only 9 players dressed tonight, so he's going to have to get as much mileage out of his guys. Caleb McNitt and Houston Bedford are the leading scorers right now for the Panthers, but as I said at the top of the broadcast, nobody is averaging in double figures. Bedford is averaging 8 a ball game, and McNitt is averaging 8 a ball game. Bedford had 14 in the victory against Hamilton back on December 17th by a score of 50-45. And what the Panthers make up offensively, or lack of offense, they do play hard on the defensive side of the basketball, and it's going to be a hustling contest tonight. That the Panthers are going to need that hustle if they are to come away with the victory. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's opening game in the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. It's West Ottawa against Jenison. But first, let's take another two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Holland's hometown station, WHTC.
Welcome back to Zealand East High School, and time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's opening game in the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. The Jenison Wildcats, coached by David Kuhl, assisted by Joe Skinner. They'll send out Brett Befke, a senior guard, to start the ball game, along with Jake Arnston. Arnston is averaging about 10 points a contest. At a forward position is C.J. Van Timmeren, who's a senior, going about 6'3". Then you have Pat Leatherman, and then the big guy, Luke DeCavers, a 6'5" senior. Mick McCabe of the Detroit Free Press has DeCavers ranked as the 43rd best high school basketball player in the state of Michigan in his top 100 in the preseason rankings by the state of Michigan. For the West Ottawa Panthers, coached by Steve Windemuller, assisted by Dan Cooper and Jim Ottoman, they'll send out Janelle Williams at one guard. He's a 5'9" junior, averaging 5 points a game, but exceptionally quick. Caleb McNitt is another guard. He is a junior, averaging 8 points a ball game. And a forward is Jared McNitt. He's averaging 4.5 points a ball game. Houston Bedford, who had 14 against Hamilton a couple of weeks ago, is averaging 8 a ball game. He's a junior. And then the post guy is Darius Moraine, a junior, about 6'5", averaging 5 points a contest. Panthers are the home team. They're wearing white with black numerals and silver trim. The Genesee Wildcats, they are in the green unis with white numerals and white trim. And the two teams shake hands. Jenison has usually had West Ottawa's number in this rivalry over the years. They've had some close competitive games, but always seems to either it comes down to the late part of the ball game or even overtime, but Jenison always seems to find a way to get it done. Panthers will work right to left across your radio dial. The opening tip-off presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. The opening tip, there's a scramble for the loose basketball between Pat Leatherman and Houston Bedford, and the ball goes out of bounds, and Jenison is going to get the first possession. They're going to inbound under their own basket. Slapping the basketball is Befke. Befke sends it way outside to C.J. Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren between the circles over to Befke. Cross-court feed to Arnston. West Ottawa opens in, looks like a 2-3 zone defense. We've seen them go man, but we get a traveling violation. Oh, check that. We got a foul called. And the foul is going to be on Moraine of West Ottawa, his first. So the Wildcats will reset under their own basket. Just underway on the baseline is Arnston. Now in the corner, the ball is loose, and coming away with it is Caleb McNitt for West Ottawa. Here comes Janelle Williams with it for the Panthers. Panthers working right to left across your radio dial. Bounce pass down low to Moraine. Moraine working baseline. Puts the shot up. Nice move around Luke DeCavers, and he puts it in. So Moraine gets the first 2 points of the ball game for West Ottawa. We're just underway. 38 seconds in, 2-0 Panthers, and Panthers go back to the zone defense. Van Timmeren on the left side, top of the circle is Befke. Now right side is Arnston. Befke back to Arnston. Arnston fakes the three, drives on Bedford, puts up a 12-foot baseline jumper, misses badly. They try to save the rebound, but DeCaver saves it right into the arms of McNitt. Passes ahead to Houston Bedford. Houston has his legs go out underneath him, but keeps the dribble alive. Outside is Jared McNitt. Not a Caleb McNitt. Now back outside to Janelle Williams. He's dribbling out near half court. Jenison looks like a matchup zone right now. They're playing a three-man zone there on the bottom there. Here's a running 10-footer, and it's good for Jared McNitt. So the Panthers off to a quick 4-0 lead to start the ball game. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats break the press. Arnson has it in the front court, over to Leatherman. Leatherman will try a three from the left side, misses badly, and the rebound to Caleb McNitt. Here come the Panthers on the run. Panthers off to a strong start. They got the lead and the ball. They swing it around the perimeter. Houston Bedford bounce pass down low to Moraine. Back outside to Jared McNitt. He'll launch a three from the right side. It's off the back of the iron. DeCaver clears it for Jenison. Outlet pass to Befke. Long pass in the corner, and Arnson's open for three. He missed it. Bedford with the rebound. Back come the Panthers. Fast pace to the start of the ball game, but nothing going for Jenison right now. Janelle Williams doubled on the back of the side. Near the steal. Arnson with a steal and a breakaway, and he's got an easy layup. Now, not a real good pass that time, and Jake Arnson got on it, got the steal, and got the easy layup. 4-2. Jenison put a little pressure on. The Panthers beat it, and a nice bounce pass from Moraine to Jared McNitt for an easy layup. Now pressure by the Panthers. 6-2 West Ottawa. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. In the front court, Pat Leatherman. Left side, a three on the way by Arnston. No good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Jenison basketball. Van Timmeren had it, but knocked out of his hands. Evan Schultz, a senior guard, will check in for Coach David Cool.
5:15 to go, first quarter. This is the opening game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. We'll have both games for you tonight, Zeeland East and Plainwell to follow. Here's a drive by Van Timmer working against Bedford back outside. Here's a three on the way by Leatherman, and he nails it from just left of the circle. 6-5, long pass in the front court, and it's Houston Bedford lost the basketball, but it went off of DeCaver's last. It will stay West Ottawa basketball. The Wildcats are pressing off a made basket. Long inbounds into the backcourt, and Janelle Williams was contested as he caught the basketball. He found Bedford underneath, but Houston let the ball go through his hands, and that's a turnover. Both teams are pressing. West Ottawa looks like they're doing a 2-2-1 press right now. With it in the backcourt is Van Timmeren. Gives it up to Schultz. Schultz into the front court across the timeline. 4:48 to go, first quarter. 6-5 West Ottawa. Here's a three on the way by the Cavers. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and Oblique Panther basketball. Pat Leatherman was appealing that it went off a West Ottawa player, but the official didn't see it that way. Pressure put on in the backcourt by Jennison. With it in the backcourt is Caleb McNitt. Ahead to Williams. Williams gets it across the timeline. Now dishes off to Moraine. Darius Moraine right of the lane. Now to Caleb McNitt. Drives it a hole. Puts it up and in. So Caleb McNitt, who's averaging 8 points a ball game, gets his first two. 8-5 West Ottawa in the lead. 4:20 to go first quarter. Here's a three on the way by Arnston, and he nails it. Oh, they gave him two for... Did they give him two or three? They gave him three, it looks like. So we're tied at eight and driving the other way. We get a Jennison foul. That's going to be on Arnston. A couple of subs checking the ballgame, and one of them is Sam Zarowitz. They don't list heights on this team, but Sam Zarowitz is a junior, and I would venture as he goes about 6'8". And he's in with the Cavers right now. 8-8, tied score. Jennison in a 2-3 zone defense. Within the corner is Caleb McNitt. Back outside to Williams at the top of the circle. Williams being hounded by Schultz, and Schultz just handed Williams into a traveling violation. So the turnover gives it back to the Wildcats. Jennison with a chance to take its first lead of the ball game. Schultz brings it up. Schultz gets a high screen from Zarowitz. Schultz in the corner now to Marcus Connolly, who's checking the ball game. Now right side is Arnston. Arnston at the top of the circle. Over to Schultz, left side for a three, and he nailed it. Jennison finding the range from outside. That's their third triple, and they lead it 11-8. Into the front court is Caleb McNett. He is double-teamed just past half court. He's in trouble. He needs to get rid of it finally to Houston Bedford. Moraine has it now. Darius Moraine puts it on the floor against the Cavers. He's doubled on the baseline, has to get rid of it. Back outside to Bedford, to McNitt, to Williams for a three left side. No good. And the rebound to the Cavers. Here come the Wildcats on the run. Here's Arnston in the corner. Here's Connolly for a three ball. Right corner too long. Rebound Caleb McNitt for West Ottawa. Here comes Williams. And Williams passed too far for Jared McNitt, and that's a turnover for West Ottawa. Tony Sock is going to get into the ball game for the Panthers. The 5'7 junior guard in for Williams. And Brayden Carl, the 6'4 junior, will check in as well for the Panthers. And he'll have the matchup, it looks like. And you know, luckily Bedford is matched up against Zarowitz, and Houston Bedford's got a tough order here. Houston goes about 6'3", Zarowitz about 6'8". And it's not a thin 6'8". He's a well-built young man. Here's Connolly outside to Schultz at the top of the circle. They collapse on DeCavers at the free throw line. Now Connolly to DeCavers. Bounce pass down low to Zarowitz. Puts it up and in, but he traveled. DeCavers made a nice bounce pass in traffic, but Zarowitz didn't get a real good handle on it and ended up traveling with it. 2:38 to go, first quarter. 11-8 Jennison. Pressure put on, half-court trap. Tony Sock with a nice feed as they beat the trap. Here's Caleb McNitt over to Bedford. Baseline jumper from 15, no good. Rebound underneath by Caleb, underneath to Brayden Carl. He puts it up and in. Nice feed by Caleb McNitt, and Brayden Carl gets his first basket. 11-10 Jennison, 2:14 to go, first quarter. Schultz with it just past half-court for the Wildcats. Over to Arnston. Zarowitz back outside to Schultz. Schultz right of the lane. Now to Zarowitz. Puts up a 15-footer. The big fella misses it. Bedford skies for the board. ahead to Sock. Panthers on the run. Sock loses the basketball. DeCavers gets on the floor. The ball's still loose. And Braden Curl with a nice job to save it. And wide open underneath is Caleb McNitt for the basket. But that was made possible by Braden Carl's hustle. Here's a runner, 10-foot runner on the right side by Arnston, and he scores. Racehorse basketball, Ray Backus. It's 13-12 Jenison, 1:30 to go first quarter. Caleb McNitt into the front court to Bedford. Down the lane is Carl. Carl puts it up no good, but he was fouled by Connolly. Carl did a nice job of filling the lane that time, got the feed, and took it strong to the basket. Connolly on the personal, his first, second team foul on Jenison. Carl will shoot two at the line. Braden averaging 3.5 points a ball game so far in the Panthers' first two ball games. First free throw for Braden is good. Brian Knowles, a junior guard, checks in for the first time. Darius Moraine returns for the Panthers as well. Bedford will sit along with Caleb McNitt. We're tied at 13. 1:27 to play in a fast-paced first quarter. Carl's second free throw, the front, the back, and it falls back off the rim. No good. Zarowitz clears for Jenison. Here comes Schultz with it in the front court. Wildcats working left to right. Schultz at the top of the circle. He'll launch a three. No good off the back. Knowles has the rebound for West Ottawa. Brian Knowles into the front court. Pulls up on the right side. Leaves it for Tony Sock. Now to Jared McNitt. Back to Sock between the rings. Jared McNitt being guarded closely. Pass underneath. Double teamed is Moraine. Darius has it knocked out of his hands. And it's going to stay Panther basketball underneath. Exactly 1 minute to play in the quarter. Knowles to trigger underneath, gets it to Jared McNitt. He's doubled in the corner. He dribbles back out of there, but has another double. Back outside to Moraine, now to Sock. Sock at the top to Knowles. Ryan puts it on the floor, leaves it outside for McNitt. Jared just holds the basketball, 45 seconds left, and we might see the Panthers play for one here. Schultz comes out on McNitt. Schultz tries to draw a charge, and doesn't quite draw the Ryan Klingler School of Acting Award there. Jared McNitt with it now. Of course, Ryan now the JV coach for West Ottawa. Sock with it on the left side. Back outside to McNitt. McNitt puts it on the floor down to 20 seconds. Schultz guarding McNitt closely. Down to 15. McNitt has to find someone to pass the ball off to. Does so to Sock. Down to 10. Back to McNitt. Down to 8. McNitt goes right of the lane toward the basket, to the baseline, puts up a shot blocked by Zarowitz. 2 seconds to go, 1 second, and here's a three-quarter length shot and hits the backboard. That was Sean Keeney that took that long-distance shot. 8 minutes in the books here at Zeeland East. It is West Ottawa 13 and Jenison 13. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Second quarter action underway here at Zeeland East. The Panthers got a basket to open the second quarter to take a 15-13 lead. Jenison with the basketball slashing toward the basket, putting it up, no good. Van Timmeren put back, no good by Zarowitz. Second chance for Zarowitz is no good, but he'll go to the line. He got fouled, and that was where Zarowitz just used his superior size, and Darius Moraine fouled him. That's two fouls on West Ottawa, but both of them are on Moraine, and he's going to have to come out of the ball game. Zarowitz, the junior center at the line. First free throw, no good. Houston Bedford's going to come in for Moraine. And I'll tell you something. Zarowitz is listed as a junior, but he looks like a junior in college. He's got the kind of a half beard going on, and again, well-built young man. I would say in the neighborhood of 6'8" and 230 pounds, and looks like we got a change in the. They had the wrong basketball out there. That was weird. Steve Windhoer's having a laugh on the West Ottawa sideline. I'm not quite sure what that was all about. Zarowitz's second free throw is good. So it's 15-14 West Ottawa. 7:12 to go in the first half. Tony Sock has it in the front court for the Panthers. Gets the pass from Braden Carl, drives the basket, and Zarowitz just swatted Tony Sock's shot out of bounds. Tony Sock is 5'7". Zarowitz is 6'8". Guess who won that matchup? West Ottawa gets it back. Knowles to trigger. In the corner now is Caleb McNitt. He's doubled. And McNitt fights his way through but makes a bad pass, and Zarowitz intercepts. Here comes Jennison. Long pass, and unable to chase it down is Leatherman. Back come the Panthers the other way. Here's Sock with it. Over to Caleb McNitt. Back outside to Sock. Sock's going to try a three from the right side. It's short. Caleb McNitt with the rebound. Back outside to Knowles. He can stroke the three from out there, but he doesn't pull the trigger. Sock has it between the circles. Schultz comes out on Sock. Carl comes to set a screen for him. Ball goes right through Carl's hands. Here's a two-on-nobody break. Look out, Van Timmeren will dunk it. C.J. Van Timmeren elevates and throws it down with one hand. 16-15 Jennison. Sock with it in the front court for the Wildcats. Underneath to Carl, left of the lane. Passes to a cutting Bedford. Houston misses underneath. Rebound battle for, and coming away with it is Caleb McNitt. It is physical underneath. Knowles with it between the circles over to Caleb McNitt. Now in the corner, Tony Sock bounce pass down low to Carl. Ball loose on the floor and knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay West Ottawa basketball. There were about three green shirts in the area. Janelle Williams returns along with Jared McNitt for the Panthers, and back in for Jennison, Luke DeCavers, C.J. Jake Arneson is back in the ball game, and also Brett Bethke. Knowles had a little trouble getting in ball, and Jared McNitt doubled in the corner. Pass intended for Bedford, taken away by Jennison, and we get a foul called, and good thing, because Jennison had another fast break opportunity. Bedford's going to get the personal. That's Houston's first. Three team fouls on West Ottawa. 5:52 to go in the first half. 16-15, Jennison with the lead in the basketball. Bethke with it in the front court on the dribble. Outside to Pat Leatherman. Back to Bethke. Back to Leatherman. They swing it around left side. With it now is Arnston. Back to Leatherman. In the corner to Cavers. There's a three right side by Bethke off the back of the iron. And Jared McNitt chases down the long rebound for West Ottawa. Here come the Panthers. Jared McNitt just passed half court. Picked up by Van Timmeren. Now Williams with it, and Williams got bumped by Van Timmeren. He's going to get a foul called on him. Really an unnecessary foul there, about 30 feet away from the basket. That's Van Timmeren's first. Each team with three team fouls. Fast moving first half, 5:20 to go in the half. It's been a physical contest. The officials have been letting them play. Jared McNitt with it just past half court, trying to direct a little traffic. Now working right to left. He wants Williams, but Jake Arneson is doing a good job of denying him the basketball, so McNitt continues to dribble. McNitt puts a move on over to Bedford. Bedford has it between the circles. Now works to his right. Over to Jared McNitt. Jared doubled in the corner. This is a swarming defense by Jennison, and we're going to get a foul called. Check that. They're going to say Jared stepped on the baseline. Turnover by West Ottawa. This is a swarming defense that Jennison is playing right now, and this is a much different looking defense from Jennison with David Kuhl as a coach as before when we saw Brett Dyke coach the Wildcats. There's a 10-foot shot in the lane, no good by Arnston, and the Panthers clear. Knowles with the rebound. Jared McNitt will bring it up. He's met by Van Timmeren just past half court. Williams has it now. Williams on the dribble. Over to Jared McNitt. Pull-up jumper from 12. It's good. So six for Jared McNitt. He came in averaging 4.5, and the Panthers regain the lead, 17-16. Here's a drive to the basket by DeCavers. No good, but he got fouled. That's going to be on 11. That is Carl. That's Braden's first. And Luke DeCavers, the 6'5 senior, will go to the free throw line. First free throw, the front, the back, and the bottom. And that is Luke's first point of the ball game. He had 37 in a game last year against East Grand Rapids. Second free throw good for DeCavers. Jennison 18, West Ottawa 17, 4:15 to go in the first half. This is the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. Williams has in the front court, makes a bounce pass down low to Carl. Outside now to Jared McNitt, who drives to the basket, puts it off the window, it's good! Now, an off-balance leaner by McNinn. He's got 8. Panthers 19, Wildcats 18. Besky in the front court to Arnston. Here's a bounce pass downloaded to Cavers. He's doubled on the baseline. Back outside to Besky. Cross court to Arnston. They swing it in the corner. Van Timmeren is open in the corner for a 3. No good. Bedford clears it on the weak side. Hands it off to Williams. Here come the Panthers up by 1. Knowles left corner. Back outside to Williams. Carl comes to set a screen for Williams. Williams is he's tripping a whistle. Here comes Jennison out with nobody. And an easy... Oh, the Cavers missed the layup. And Bedford is fouled. Williams got tripped in the front court and they didn't call anything. But the Cavers missed the easy layup and then the foul was called on Van Timmeren, his second. And we're going to get a timeout here. It's going to be a 30. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Peppermint, warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. We'd like to tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 3:22 to go in the first half. 19-18, Panthers in the lead. Jared McNitt leads the Panthers with 8. And for Jennison, Jake Arnston has 7. Luke DeCavers, the All-State candidate we told you about, has been limited to 2 points so far. Panthers have the basketball. Jonnell Williams with it, and he'll walk it slowly up court. Williams gets a screen over to Jared McNitt, way out on the right side. He's doubled. Now he drives, weaves his way through. He's got Knowles open in the corner for a 3-ball. And it's through, and Knowles pumps his fist as he nails it. 22-18 West Ottawa. Befke in the front court for Jennison, gives it up to DeCavers. Panthers drop back into that matchup zone. Arnston back to Befke. Not a Leatherman. They swing it back around the perimeter. West Ottawa doing a good job of tracking the balls that's being passed around the perimeter. DeCavers, triple T, turns around, left-handed hook, missed it. He gets his own board, though. DeCavers fakes in the corner to Bethke. He'll put up a 3, a rainbow. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound to Caleb McNitt for the Panthers. Panthers with the ball up by 4. Jared McNitt with it in the front court. Jared on the dribble. Van Timmeren on him. He's got 2 personal fouls. Caleb comes to set a screen for his brother. Bounce pass over to Knowles in the corner. Knowles is out and he can't pull the trigger. Knowles penetrates, puts up a running 8-footer, and hangs on the back rim, and it drops for him. So Brian Knowles scores 5 straight points for West Ottawa, and it's a 6-point Panther lead. 24-18. Panthers on a 7-0 run. Befke has the top of the circle. Panthers in a 2-3 zone. DeCavers attracts the crowd. He is quadruple team outside a 3 on the way by Leatherman. No good. Offensive board to Arnston. Here's Arnston with a 3, and he rattles it in from the top. Jake Arnston is second triple. He has 10, and Jennison cuts the lead in half. It's 24-21, 1:30 to go in the half. Williams with it front court, gets a screen from Bedford. He's doubled, over to Knowles, down low to Bedford. Bedford puts it in off the window. They try to draw the charge, and Houston didn't go for it. And Bedford with the easy basket. That's Houston's first basket of the ball game. 26-21 Panthers. 1:12 to go in the half. Jennison swings around. Here's Leatherman for a 3 right side. No good. Bedford clears it. Right now it is 1-0 for Jennison. Good job by the Panthers on the backboards. Jared McNitt crossover dribble in the front court. Takes it down the lane. He is swatted by Leatherman. Here comes Jennison the other way. Here's Van Timmeren breaking in on the left side. Drives to the hole. Puts it up. No good. A violent collision between Van Timmeren and Brian Knowles. And Knowles is going to get the foul. Knowles actually took a shot in the shoulder from the knee of Van Timmeren. And Brian was kind of in a bad spot. He was right underneath the basket, and you're not going to get the offensive foul call, no matter if you're in good position there. Van Timmeren will shoot 2 for the Wildcats. First one is good. Evan Schultz returns for the Wildcats, replacing Befke. 52 seconds remaining in the first half. West Ottawa has led most of the first half. Second free throw, no good, and cleared by Caleb McNitt. Ahead to Williams. Williams dribbles through a double team and gets it into the front court. Williams into the front court, back outside to Jared McNitt. McNitt tries to penetrate, dishes off to Williams, down to 40 seconds. Jared McNitt loses the basketball. Picked up by the Wildcats. Here comes to Cavers. One on three. To Cavers to the hole. Missed it. No good. Schultz with the offensive board. Puts it up strong against Knowles. Contact. No whistle. Boy, they could have called a foul on Knowles on that one. Caleb McNitt doubled in the backcourt. Somehow gets rid of it to Williams. Williams over to Knowles on the baseline. Down to 17 seconds. Panthers will probably play for one here. Williams dribbles out near half court. Down to 8, down to 6. Williams on the dribble. He's doubled over to Knowles. Bounce pass down low to Caleb McNitt. Shot on the way, no good. Van Timmeren clears it, and that's the buzzer. A very physical first half in this tournament opener between West Ottawa and Jenison, but the Panthers dishing it out as well as they're taking it. They will go to the locker room at the half with a 26-22 lead over the Wildcats. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. But first, it's 2-minute timeout, Lindsay Michaels. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand East High School. Greg Chandler with you. And time now for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. It is West Ottawa 26, Jenison 22 at the half in this opening game of the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. West Ottawa has led most of the ball game. It has been a physical contest at times. It was 13-13 after one quarter. Jenison had the lead there, but West Ottawa went on a 7-point run midway through the second quarter to open up a 24-18 lead, and Jenison's been able to chip away a little bit, but right now a 4-point advantage for the Panthers at 26-22. Looking at the scoring, Jared McNitt, the senior guard, leading the way with 8 points. He came in averaging 4.5 a contest, but he has 4 field goals in the ball game. Brian Knowles off the bench, who had scored just 3 points in the Panthers' first two ball games, had 5 points during that 7-0 run, a 3-point basket and a driving layup as a key contributor off the bench. Caleb McNitt has a couple of baskets for 4 points. Darius Moraine, who ran into some early foul trouble, has a couple of baskets for 4 points. Braden Carl, a basket and a free throw for 3 points. And Houston Bedford has a basket for 2 points. Tony Sock, Janelle Williams have not scored so far for Coach Steve Windemoller, adding up to 26 for the Panthers. For the Jenison Wildcats, Jake Arnston, their senior guard, has 4 field goals, 2 of them triples. He has 10 points to lead the way. Pat Leatherman has a 3-point basket for 3 points. Evan Schultz has a 3-point basket for 3 points. C.J. Van Timmeren, a thunderous dunk and a free throw for 3 points. Luke DeCavers, the All-State candidate, has had a very quiet first half. He does not have a field goal and just a couple of free throws. He's been held relatively ineffective so far. He has just 2 points in the ball game. And Sam Zarowitz, the 6'8 center, has just 1 point off the bench, and that adds up to 22 for the Jenison Wildcats. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's tournament opener between West Ottawa and Jenison. But first, we'll do our usual halftime feature during our high school basketball broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And JJ's always got a great perspective on high school athletics. JJ's perspective coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
'Tis the season, so they say, to extend holiday wishes to folks and to get ready to turn the page on the calendar with those good old-fashioned New Year's resolutions. So let's take a few moments today and do just that. First of all, holiday wishes to those schools who have maintained broad athletic programs in the face of hard economic times. The value of what these after-school activities, athletic and non-athletic, do for kids and communities is absolutely priceless. and wishes to those schools which have been able to keep a dedicated staff, administrative, and support for these athletic programs. In a multitasking society, too many schools are learning the hard way through internal turmoil or ineligibility of students that athletic programs need a full-time presence operationally. Best wishes to coaches who have made a career out of teaching kids more about life than X's and O's. The stories I love to hear from people are about how a coach shaped them individually, and rarely do they ever say how many games they won or lost. That is the true measure of a coach. Holiday wishes for patience and slow whistles for the 10,000-plus individuals who officiate our children's games. It's tougher than ever before to be a referee, and as I heard one veteran official talk recently about patience for young officials to get accustomed to being in that role and to have a slow whistle, because kids are so much more athletic nowadays than ever before. What you thought was going to be a call you had to make turns into a great play. And folks, let's remember that officials are also fans of the game, or else they wouldn't be out there. Please make a resolution for the new year to treat them with the respect they deserve for being involved, especially when you're not. And our last wishes go out to Mike Carey of Mount Pleasant, who is retiring from the broadcast business at the end of December, selling his MHSAA network affiliate stations WMMI and WCZY. 40 years ago at old WCEN, when I was still in high school, I would sometimes ride with Mike to contests I had to cover for the old Daily Times News, and we've had a great working relationship over the years. I always enjoyed the opportunities when Mike, his Uncle Paul, the one-time Detroit Tigers baseball announcer, who also hosted a high school football scoreboard show on midnight for years on WJR in Detroit, and even Mike's dad's Terry, all Central Michigan University alums, were reunited in the broadcast booth in some of our championship games whenever we had a mid-Michigan team involved. Mike told me at this year's football finals in November about the upcoming sale of his stations, and we wish him well in retirement and in his new career of taking on that honey-do list that's been building at the Carey home for some time. Resolutions? Well, beyond the normal ones of lose weight, grow hair, and get back in shape, I also fell short last year with a resolution I made on this program to get better at technology. So that's on the renewal list for this year. My new resolution is to do a better job learning the history of school sports and to do more things to chronicle that history. There's nothing I enjoy more in my job than talking with former athletes, especially what we like to affectionately call the old guys, to learn and appreciate these games even more, and then to be able from time to time to communicate some of that history to you so we can remember where we've been and be guided as to where we need to go. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Welcome back to High School Basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Just about ready to get the second half underway of this opening game in the Zealand East Holiday Tournament between the West Ottawa Panthers and the Jenison Wildcats. Again, we'll be carrying both games tonight. We'll have Zealand East and Plainwell to follow right here on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. And depending on how things shake out tonight, we'll be right back here tomorrow for one or maybe two games, depending on how things go tonight. But a very physical first half of basketball between West Ottawa and Jenison. But the Panthers, again, more than holding their own. They've got the lead right now, 26-22 over Jenison as they try to move over the 500 mark for the season. They come in at 1-1. Jenison 3-1 on the season. Panthers will have the basketball to start the second half. They will work left to right. They'll open with the McNitt brothers, Caleb and Jared, John L. Williams, Houston Bedford, and Darius Moraine. Jenison will send out Brett Befke, Jake Arnson, C.J. Van Timmer, Luke DeCavers, and Pat Leatherman. Zarowitz is going to start the second half instead of Leatherman for the Wildcats. Williams comes front court for the Panthers. Gets a double screen at the top of the circle. Williams tries to drive around the left side to the basket against Zarowitz. He got sent to the deck, no whistle, and back we go the other way. Into the front court, Zarowitz. Underneath to Van Timmeren, to Befke, now to Zarowitz. Back outside to Befke. Van Timmeren. West Ottawa opening in a 2-3 zone. And they're trying to collapse around the big guy Zarowitz. Back outside Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren tries to penetrate. Here's DeCaver's baseline jumper from 15, and he shot at 17. Rebound Caleb McNitt for West Ottawa. Panthers with the ball up by 4. Just underway second half. Williams with it just past half court. Williams being chased by Jake Arnston in the front court. Now comes back the other way. Gets a high screen from Moraine. Williams over to Caleb McNitt at the top. He'll put up a 17-footer. Check that. That's Jared McNitt. No good to Cavers with the rebound. Here comes Jennison the other way. Arnston into the front court. He had 10 first-half points. To Befke. Back to Arnston. Befke has it way out on the right side. Top of the circle now is Van Timmeren. Zarowitz doubled on the baseline underneath to DeCavers. DeCavers shot blocked, but they're going to say Caleb McNitt got a piece of DeCavers' wrist, and that's going to send the big guy to the free throw line to shoot two. Oh, they called it on Jonnell Williams. He was nowhere near the play. First free throw, good. One free throw for DeCavers. He had 2 points in the first half, both from the free throw line. He missed the second one. 26-23 West Ottawa. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. Caleb McNitt in the front court over to Williams. They swing it around the perimeter. Jared McNitt down low to his brother Caleb. Reverse layup is no good, but Zarowitz fouled him. Nice job by Caleb McNitt to use the basket as kind of a screen and create the foul against Zarowitz. That's the first foul on the big 6'8 junior. Caleb McNitt will shoot two. He had 4 points in the first half. First free throw, swish. That is the first, check that, second made free throw of the game for West Ottawa. Braden Carl had the other one. It's a 4-point Panther lead. Second free throw for McNitt. He missed them both. He got his own board, puts it back up, and he drew the foul. What hustle by Caleb McNitt. He knew he was going to be short. He went right down the lane and got